Police remove pro-Palestinian protesters disrupting Senate Israel-8 hearing, chanting "Ceasefire now, genocide." By Wendell Hasibo on October 31, 2023. Police dragged away pro-Palestinian protesters for disrupting a Tuesday Senate hearing on the Biden administration's national security supplemental funding request for $75 billion for Ukraine and Israel. The demonstration signals a growing undercurrent of anti-Semitic ideology within the Democrat Party after Israel launched defensive measures to counter Hamas terrorism on October 7. The protesters interrupted testifying Biden administration officials and presiding Democrat senators with disorderly conduct on becoming of a Senate hearing. Many protesters held raised hands splattered in red hue for the television cameras to capture behind the witnesses. "No to the siege of Gaza," a protester shouted. "Cease fire now," others chanted. Others held signs that read, "From Palestine to Mexico, all walls have got to go and no walls, no war." One protester was removed by police. She held a sign that read, "No more $4 Israel." She chanted, "Ceasefire now," as police escorted her out. "The world is calling for a ceasefire," she yelled. "The American people don't want to support this brutal war. Stop the war. Ceasefire now. Stop funding this brutal massacre that Israel is doing on the people of Gaza. Ceasefire now. Ceasefire now. Ceasefire now." A second protester claimed Israel was committing genocide in Gaza by defending itself against the heinous terror attacks. "Ceasefire now. Save the children of Gaza. Save the children of Gaza. Ceasefire now. Where is your pride, American?" another yelled, forced from the room. Related exclusive video: pro-Palestinian insurrectionists occupy Federal House office building in Washington, D.C. Some of the protesters' disruption occurred during witness Secretary of State Antony Blinken's opening statement. They interrupted him several times in the span of 10 minutes. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, a second witness, was not interrupted. "I do recognize that people feel very passionately. But I ask that we have order in their hearing room and respect our speakers," Senate Appropriations Committee Chair Patty Murray, DWE, told the audience. "We will move forward with the hearing and allow the people here and the American people to hear from their witnesses." Blinken reassured the protesters by claiming he could hear very much the passions expressed in this room and outside this room. "All of us are committed to the protection of civilian life. All of us know the suffering that is taking place as we speak. All of us are determined to see it end," he said. "But all of us know the imperative of standing up with our allies and partners when their security, when their democracies are threatened. That's what's happening now. We stand resolutely with them even as we stand resolutely for the protection of innocent civilians," he concluded. Follow Wendell Hasibo on Twitter @WendellHasibo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.